land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this January 8th, 2024 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning. Happy 2024.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy New Year. And you know, it's funny. I talked to a couple of friends over the weekend, and they said they've already blown their New Year's resolutions. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is like Saturday, January 6th. What are you talking about? Well, you know, I didn't feel like working out this morning, so I slept in and, you know, made myself a nice big breakfast. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand. So they're off. Mm. They're already off the wagon. And, well, we'll get back at it Monday morning. I said, right. Yeah, right. Okay, I understand. Hey, wanted to talk to you about that particular process, because a lot of people, almost everybody I know, they always sit down with a piece of paper and pencil. They're going to write out their New Year's resolutions. You know, going to get healthier this year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to work out. I'm going to, you know, walk a mile a day on the treadmill. I'm going to lift weights. I'm going to do this, do that, whatever. Why is it that people fail? Usually they don't follow through, they don't commit to doing it, they don't get into the habit of doing it. What is the process? What's been your experience over the many years you've been trying to help people be healthy? What have you found the common cause for that is?
Oh my gosh. I mean, this is like preaching to the choir. I mean, I'm guilty of it myself. I mean, you know, I always look at it. I mean, it's a lot of different reasons. But the biggest thing, I guess, for a lot of people is that they have the best intentions. Discipline is, I know when I've taken a Strength Finders test, discipline is really low on my Strength Finders. It's actually a weakness of mine. But, if people were to have accountability, with another person, that a lot of times people don't have accountability partners, you know, because and then you need to have one person needs to be the one that has the strength of discipline saying, no, you got to keep going. But a lot of times people, they set themselves up for this, for expectations that, you know, that they're going to start feeling great right away. But, you know, if you haven't exercised, you start exercising, you're going to feel sore. And then it's going to be a lot easier to say like, I must have overdid it. So I'll just like, take a couple of days off and go back at it again. We're right. Always looking for excuses we're always looking for excuses. And, you know, I guess like with people that are on our program, we keep you accountable. Plus people have put money, they've invested money towards their health. A lot of people, yeah, it's easy to can't, like, people go get a gym membership, they can cancel it in 30 days if they don't want to do it. You know, there's nothing tying them to following a process.
Right, right. And not only do they invest in their health, but like you say, between your text messaging program that you utilize right. with the girl named Hope, and she's asking, you know, how much did you weigh? What is your percentage of body fat? What's your hydration? You know, you have to actually text and interact with this person to be held accountable. But more importantly, it's how you guys actually track their progress or their lack of progress and know exactly what's going on.
Absolutely. I was just on, you know, looking at someone's numbers this morning before I got on the radio show just to see, you know, they texted and asked me a question. Like, I wonder how they're doing. So I went in and I got to see their electronic record is what I would call it. Yep. So I'm like, oh my gosh, you've dropped 15 pounds of actual body fat. That's awesome. You know, and they did it through Christmas. I mean, kudos to that person. You know, that's hard. But no,
especially with all the Christmas parties and New Year's Eve and all the goodies and sweets and everything.
Yeah, and I guess too, you know, I see the people that that have always done things like they're doing, which is go exercise, and you know they.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And you believe too late.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I apologize for that. We were so excited to talk to Missy that we talked right through the break. So I apologize for that. But we are back. And Missy, you were saying that basically a lot of people, when they lay out their New Year's resolutions, they're not held accountable. Or like you say, if they're going to start exercising, you know, of course, you haven't exercised in a while, your muscles are going to hurt, they're going to be torn, and you're going to have pain. And so you're like, you know, like you say, take a couple days off. But most importantly, I think you said something that's very, very important. People aren't invested in just simply writing out New Year's resolutions, putting it on a piece of paper. They're not committed to it. They're not being coached. They're not being held accountable. So as a result, it's very easy to fail under that type of scenario.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at somebody that goes to the gym. So they start going to the gym 3 days a week. They start watching their carbs and they start modifying a few things. And they might lose 1 to 2 pounds in that 1 week. They start looking at like, okay, was it worth all of that? You know, because they had to change a whole lot of things in their life just to get that, you know, 2 pound loss reward. Whereas, you know, and that gets a little disheartening, and possibly the next week they might only lose a half a pound. So they finally just throw in the towel and I guess they say it doesn't work. Well, what's sad is that they're trying to do everything from the outside in to get a result. And whereas you have to look at your body to lose weight, you have to look at it from the inside out. What is out of balance inside your body? So that way, I mean, you figure when we look at, you know, I've always used the word biomarkers, but I'm going to start using the word health indicators. We look at 2,800 health indicators that are all associated to your metabolism. And so you could go to the gym until the cows come home, and that exercise in the gym is not going to go and address things at the root issue.
Right,
so
the root issue.
You got to go to the root. You know, I have to tell you, went to Australia over Christmas break, got to see my son and their new baby, and it was awesome. And, you know, every time I travel, I'm really watching what I eat because I don't want to have my stomach hurt.
Right.
Because a lot of, you know, there's a lot of great looking food out there at other places. Well, I was in their in-law's house for 3 days during Christmas, and they cooked everything from scratch, and everything tasted so good. I ate bread, I ate rice, I ate pasta, everything that would normally like make me feel like I'm 3 months pregnant after I'm done eating it.
Right.
I felt like a million bucks. And so I was really watching everything she was cooking, and I started looking at things, and it's like the pasta that she gets, she brings it in from Italy. And, you know, because they're not that far away from it. But I started looking at everything, and I'm like, why does our food suck so bad in the States?
Right.
So it just so happened my phone, you know, started playing me a video. It probably read my thoughts. And I got to see a video on what and how we used to make our own bread back in the day. Way back in the day, before the phrase, you know, better than sliced bread.
Yep.
Well, I guess I never really understood that phrase, but way back in the day, our kinfolk, our grandparents, they used to make their own bread. It was with water, yeast, and flour. Well, when people started, you know, getting off the farms and they had to go into the factories to start working, somebody, you know, created sliced bread.
Sure.
Well, they saw that once they sliced the bread, that the bread was getting moldy really fast. And so like, oh gosh, we better do something because it's not going to have a good shelf life. Well, this is what they ended up doing to our bread. And this is why I'm telling you, if you guys don't do just one thing, stop buying the bread that's on the shelves, because the first thing they put into it for shelf life is called an emulsifier. So I'm like, I don't know what an emulsifier is. Well, emulsifier is, an ingredient that they put together when two textures won't combine together, like oil and water. They have to put an emulsifier in there to make them come together. They then put dough conditioners in there to help improve the density and elasticity of your bread. They're adding preservatives. I'm just reading through this, that the preservatives are there to stop the growth of mold and extend the shelf life. And then sometimes there are, you know, other junk they're throwing into it. They also are putting high fructose corn syrup in our bread. They have to add the sweetness. Then they do dough softeners, and then they put stabilizers, and they put coloring agents in it, and antioxidants, and flour treating agents. All of that, no wonder our gut hurts.
Right.
I'm like, seriously, people. And so, I mean, not seriously, people, you guys, but I'm like, our government. So you go over to Australia, and they're not allowed to have high fructose corn syrup in their food. They've banned it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and so they're not allowed, they're absolutely like no genetically, you know, modified products are allowed to be over there. And us over here in the States, we're fighting to have labels put on our food saying that this is, that is a non-GMO product.
Right.
Because the powers that be, I mean, listen, if you're tipping the scales and you're overweight and you're on blood pressure medication, you're type 2 diabetic, and you got high cholesterol, you're now considered that you have metabolic syndrome. We never had metabolic syndrome back in the 1970s.
Right. Absolutely. You know? Well, and so, so many other things. I mean, I'm watching college football bowl games, you know, through New Year's Day. I'm watching the NFL playoffs. I'm watching a lot of sports because I love my sports.
Right.
And I cannot believe how many commercials, you know, of these drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, one drug commercial after another, Pfizer and all these companies, and still pushing the vaccine, even though, you know, we've seen, you know, all the damage that it's caused to so many people.
Sure. I think,
It's amazing that the big pharma and the foods industry have basically poisoned the American people, and people are like, well, I don't understand. Where am I supposed to buy my food at, Randy? Well, there is alternative ways of eating, and your program tells people basically how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what clients are going to, how you're going to eat on our program, it's very simple. Proteins, vegetables, and fruit, and that's it. All anti-inflammatory foods that is going to allow your body to, I mean, people just cannot, and I'm always still just like in awe of all that it takes for our bodies to do from the time we wake up to the time we go to bed. You know, so one of the things, you know, breakfast, break the fast, you know, back before the cereal industry exploded, what people used to eat for breakfast was the leftovers from last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went out into the fields and they worked it all off. Well, you know, times shifted and changed. And instead, the breakfast industry, like the farmers back in the day, they're like, hey, how about we start advertising for some bacon, and we start advertising for all these different products to make people that have to go to work. I mean, it's just, it's been what they call it, a frog in a pot of lukewarm water doesn't know that the temperature's been turned up. You know, so it's just like... And I know that the people that, you know, that listen to your show, they don't want to be in the system. They don't want to be in the system. That, you know, we want less government regulations and, you know, just get the government out of our business. Get the government out of your food.
Exactly.
You know, get the government out of your food, and we will start watching people get off. If you're taking these medications, you're in the system. You're dependent on the powers that be to supply your medication all the time.
Yep. Not only that, but I believe control your physical health in a way that is only leading to more management, more surgeries, more, you know, the doctor. I'll give you a perfect example. Vicky is on your program.
Yep.
You know, she's down 40 pounds, going to be breaking 200 here. Yeah. Soon with her heart issues. Well, she went last month. I went with her to her cardiologist. They drew blood. They sent it out to the lab. Do you know they called? They called on Friday and took her off of three of her medications. Three.
That's awesome. That's getting off the system right
there. Yes. And they and her actual cardiologist made the call. Wasn't her PA or her nurse. It was actually the cardiologist. Vicky put it on speaker, and she's like, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is you're doing, keep doing it. Took her off of Plavix, took her off of Lasix, and took her off of another, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It was a heart pill. Guess what, Vicky? You don't need them anymore.
Right. And guess what? Her liver, her kidneys, her thymus gland, the parathyroid gland, all those glands and body organs are celebrating on the inside because they don't have to break down and process and try to, you know, I'm telling you, anytime we have to take medication, now there's obviously some medications that are necessary, but
yes,
I mean, my grandpa died of bone marrow cancer because his doctor put him on a cholesterol med instead of telling, hey, Bob, stop eating, you know, biscuits and gravy every day.
Right.
He put him on cholesterol medication. Well, whoops, that cholesterol medication ended up causing bone cancer.
Mm.
Oops. Yeah. So I lost my grandpa at the age of like 63 due to a cholesterol medication.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing. All you had to do is change. And yeah, that's where it's like people don't know the right place to go or what they're supposed to do. I mean, if you could look within your body holds the key and it holds the answers. I mean, our bodies are wonderfully made. We have the tool in our office to figure out, to give your body a voice to find out what in the world is out of balance that's causing your metabolism to not work.
Yes, absolutely. And as a result, all these things start happening, detoxify probably within the first week or two, three weeks at most. Then your immune health is restored. Mm-hmm. Your digestive health is restored. You're sleeping better. You're getting more energy. It's all a cycle of good, positive things that take place.
It does. I mean, so you're healing from the inside. Outside manifestation is obviously you're losing weight and you're, you know, losing stored fat, but the quality, your quality of life goes through the roof. And it's like you look at people, they've spent their whole lives working and paying taxes and just barely making enough sometimes just to get by, and then they're forced to go and buy junk food that they don't know what they don't know. You know,
right.
they don't know
and what it's going to cost,
what it's going to cost them in the long run.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to give out the website, and I want people, especially if you've already failed on your New Year's resolutions, I want you to go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, and if it's weight loss you're looking for, listen to interviews number 2 and number 4, and then go on down, scroll down, and fill out the contact form, schedule a free phone consultation with Missy or some of the folks at her office, and start it off with a phone conversation.
Yep.
At least that way, Missy, they can talk about it.
Talk about it. And also, what our special that we're running, we're doing the same special that we did when we first started advertising here. If anyone starts the program with us this month, you're going to get an extra 10 days of weight loss protocols for free. So,
oh, very good.
Yeah. So if you wanted to start with a 20-day program, you're going to get an extra 10 days for free. Or if you start with 40 days, you're going to get an extra 10 days and you'll have 50 days.
Very good. Excellent.
Yeah.
And that helps people to make sure that they hit their goals as to what they want
right.
to do. And the other component to that is the coaching is still there. They go through a reset. We'll get into all that later. But basically have everybody go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. And if you're interested in the weight loss protocol program, listen to number 2 and number 4, then fill out the form. And Missy, we greatly appreciate you. Continue offering this for our listeners. We appreciate you doing that. And final thoughts you'd like to say, everybody, on New Year's Day show.
Man, every day is a new day. You know, you could have made a mistake yesterday. Don't quit. Just keep going. Even look at the bread label this week, just to look at it. That's a win. I got you to look at it.
Yes.
You know?
Look at the bread at least to see the ingredients.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Missy, and have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
God bless. All right, bye-bye.
God bless you. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.